Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. The Gemara in the middle of the Amud brings the memory of Rabbi Hanina Edim Bitzad Estan Vete Aser Bitmia. The Gemara says, Rabbi Hanina is saying that if we have only a rumor, a koil, that there are Edim Le'iser, but there are no Edim present that are being made Le'iser, we can't Aser based on that. Edim Bitzad Estan, there are just Edim far away. Rabbi Gershom over here incidentally says that Estan means Tzad Daraim, unlike Rashi and the Rashbam, who say that it means Tzad Tzofain. But be that as it may, it means there are Edim that are far away, and Rabbi Hanina says we're not going to ask for an Isha just because of a Koil that there are Edim far away. But Abaye says Chilak. Abaye says, and he called me b'shvuya nekel b'ishas ish. Meaning, just because we learned this Kula by a Shvuya we won't ask for her unless the Edim actually come. We won't ask her because of Edim inside Astan. But that doesn't mean that we'll also be nekel by an ishas ish. Meaning to say, because of course, ishas ish is a more chomer dika iser than a Shvuya. And therefore, it's understandable that a kula that we find by Shvuya wouldn't necessarily apply to an Eishes Ish. But the Ritva is Ma'ira that L'chir, the Gemara is a Pella. The Gemara says that we can't be as Makel over here because it's an Eishes Ish, but Frek the Ritva, it's not an Eishes Ish. What's the Shaila over here? A person says, Yeshli Achim, what's that Negea to? It's Negea that after he dies, she should be Zekukuli Yibam. So at the point that we're dining on whether she's mutter or aser, the iser that we're dealing with is not the iser eishes ish. Her husband will already be dead at that point. It's only the iser yivam olashuk. So how could the Gemara use the words nekel ba'eishes ish as they affect the Ritva? And the Ritva answers that enachanami, the lashon of the Gemara is lav dafka. The Gemara borrows this lashon because in Kedushin Daf Yud Beis we have a similar shakavataria. And over there it is talking about eishes ish. Over there it's the sugya of shemashava puta b'madai. We're not choishei shema shavaputa b'madai. The Gemara brings a story where there was a koil that there are edim somewhere that it was shavaputa. The Gemara wanted to be mekel based on Rav Hanina's memory of edim inside Esta v'tei asa. And then over there we said just because we're mekel by shvui is not a right that we should be mekel by eishes ish. Over there the lashon is meduyak. Over there we're talking about whether the kedushin were chal, that makes a necessary eishes ish. Over here it's grad and not meduyak, but since we used that lashon over there, we use the lashon also over here. And what the Gemara means to say simply is that just because we're makel by an Isra Shvuya is not a raya that we'd be makel by other Isra, by an Isra Yivam Alashok. Aye, but why takanat? If it's not the Isra Eishes Ish, if it's just Yivam Alashok, so mehechet heisi that Yivam Alashok should be any less kuladik than the Isra Shvuya. So that's a good kasha. That, in Mr. Shem, we'll have to see a little bit later. The Ritva goes with a different shan in the Gemara with the Rif's Girsa, who explains the chiluk of Abaya differently. Mr. Shem will come back to that in a few minutes. But I'll call upon him, the Ritva says that the Lashon of the Gemara as we have it doesn't make any sense because the Gemara says Eishes Ish and we're not talking about an Eishes Ish. But if you take a look at the Bach, the Hagoyis Bach in Oizvav, on the words of the Rashbam went with the Gemara of Nekel B'Eishes Ish and even spoke out that we're more Macha because it's an Isser Chenek. In fact, the Hagoyis Bach, what do you mean Isser Chenek? Lamaisa. At the time that this Shaila becomes Negea, she's not going to be an Eishes Ish anymore. Her husband is already going to be dead. It's not going to be an Isser Chenek. It's only going to be an Isser Lav of Yivam Lashuk. And to that, Zok the Bach, Mikol Mokim. Me'achar dekoydim shemeis bala hoysa b'cheskes Eishes Ish. Adayin b'cheskes oysa Isser Oymedes. V'zehu, that's what it means, Isser Chenek. Loi Chenek mamish, rak Isser Chenek. Shehoyeba, so the Bach says that the Gemara uses the words Isser Eishes Ish and the Rashbam uses the words Isser Chenek, even though right now at the time of the Isser she's not Lemais and Eishes Ish, but the Isser that's on her is the remnants, is the remains of the Isser Eishes Ish. She was an Eishes Ish. And our shaila is whether that Isser Eishes Ish went off with the Misa or whether it needs to also have a chalitza to take it off because there are brothers and she's a kukaliyibam. What these words of the Hagoyis Bach refer to, what he's alluding to, l'chayra, is alpi the chakira of the Asrin Dereisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel and Sefer Asrin Dereisa, Klal Ches, clears the chakira about the Isser Yivam Alashok. He makes a suggestion that the Isser Yivam Alashok is really an Isser als Eishes Ish. It's like a toldah of Eishes Ish. Who's the Ish? Who's the Baal? Whose husband is she that's making her Aser? the mace. She was married, let's say, to Reuven, and then Reuven died, and now she's a kukul of Shimon. So Rabbi Yosef Engel declares that the Isser Yivam al-Shuk tells us that the ishus of Reuven doesn't really disappear when he dies. Ordinarily, a person dies, a husband dies, the ishus disappears, so his wife becomes mutter. But if he dies with no children, he has a brother, so she's a kukul yibam, so then the ishus of the mace doesn't really disappear, and that's why she remains usher. Avad, it gets diminished, it gets diluted, and that's why there's no longer an isser chenek mamish, there's no longer a chiv chenek, it's only an isser lav. But that isser lav is because there's still shirayim here from the isser ishus ish. That's the first side in the Asin Daraisa. Then he clears with maybe a second side. Maybe the ishus of the mace isn't gansen removed. But when she falls to Yibam, when the wife of Reuven, and Reuven dies, and she falls to Shimon for Yibam, so the connection to Yibam, the Zika to Yibam, creates a new Ishus. So it's also learning that the Isser Yivam al-Ashuk is an Ishus Ish Dika Isser, but the Ishus Ish is the Ishus of the Shimon, of the Sheni, of the brother that's living, rather than the Ishus of the Mace. Those are the first two Tzadim Lassim Daraisa. They're both assuming that the Isser Yivam al-Ashuk is Me'en Ishus Ish. Is it a watered down Ishus from the Rishon, or is it a new Mixas Ishus that's created to the Sheni? And then he also has a third side. His third side is that maybe this is not an Ishus Ish at all. Maybe there's no Ishus here. She doesn't have any Kesher to any man, but because she's Oymid for a mitzvah, so there's an Ishus Yivam al-Ashuk. Like other Ishus that we find in the Torah, that you're not allowed to use something when it's Oymid for a mitzvah. Something along the lines of the Isser Me'ila, or along the lines of the Isser Tevel, you're not allowed to partake of this Tfuah, because man, that you didn't do the mitzvahs that you're supposed to do with this Tfuah of Chuma and Maestras. So too, one is not allowed to partake of this Isha. One is not allowed to marry this Isha before she does the mitzvah that she's only made for Yibam or Chalitza. So that's his third side. That's when the Raisa Klal Ches clears these three Tzadim and the Isser Yivam L'Shuk. He brings Raisa to each of his Tzadim from Sugis and Shas and Rishonim Ayin Sham. But I want to say over one Maramakam that I heard on the Inyan from Meirvi Rabbi Reb Shalom Spitz from Rishonim. There's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Gimel where it brings down a Machlekes Tanayim. The Mishnah has a Machlekes Tanayim about Chalitza Balayla, whether it's Ksheru or Psula. And the Gemara says that it's Toloy on a Shaila whether Chalitza is Ketchilas Din Dami or Kesof Din Dami. Because it's a halacha that it's based in when it has a Din Teira. A Tchilas Din has to be done by Yoyim. But a seif din is allowed to be done balayla. Zok the Gemara. The man d'amr that a chalitza balayla is kosher holds a chalitza as kaseif din dami. That's why it's kosher balayla. The man d'amr that a chalitza is psula balayla holds that as ketchilas din dami. And that's why it's possible at night. But the shayla is, what's the pshat that chalitza should be kaseif din? What's it a seif of? If chalitza is a din, so it's a ketchilas din l'cher. What's it a seif din of? The Erzeruah and Simin Tov Shin Mem Hei says that the pshat in the man, the arm, the chalit says kesoif din dami is because it's the soif of the hatara, of the taking off of the ishus of the mace. Because the tchil of the beginning of that process started with the misa sabat, with the misa. When he died, so that began to be matir, the isser, by reducing it from an isser ishus ish bechenek to an isser yivam l'shuk balav. And then when the yavam comes and does chalitza, that's goymer the hatara of that isser. So that's why it's kesoif din dami. And the other man, the armor, that holds that as ketchilas din dami, holds that it's no shaykhis to the ishus of the mace, therefore it's no shaykhis to the misa of the first husband. That wasn't the beginning of this process, and therefore the chalitza is ketchilas din dami. So the chayr, the Erzeruah, is speaking out the first two tzadim of the Asin Daraisa and saying that machlekes hanayim and Yevamos Daf Kuf Gimel is telling in his chakira. I'll call upon him, Dr. Yosef Engel, that the Bach that we have here in our sugya, who says that it could be called an Isser Ashes Ish because it began as an Isser Ashes Ish. He says, Isser Chenek Shahoye Badli Nistalik Mimena Ad Shenifter Mizikas Yavama. Dr. Rav Yosef Engel, he means this tzad, the first of the three tzadim of Asin Daraisa, that the Isser Yavama Shuk is nothing other than the Shirayim of the Isser Ashes Ish. The Ishus Hamais got reduced from a full-fledged Isser Ashes Ish to a partial Isser Ashes Ish. But it's still the same Isser. It's the old Isser Ashes Ish in a smaller form. That's what the Gemara means when it says, in Mikal Nebeshruya, that's not a Raya that we should be making by an Ashes Ish. Let's go on now to a new Inyan. But it's Negei in the same Shikol Gemara and the same Rashbam. on that which Abaye was machalikim, he kilu b'shvuya nekel b'eishes ish. Zok the Rashbam, the b'matzchol nekel b'eishes ish, b'tmiya, that rather we shouldn't be nekel b'eishes ish, and he gives two reasons. First of all, the ik iser chenek. And second of all, v'harei b'chezkas iser ad ata. So the first vart, that it's an iser chenek, so that we were just talking about before, that the bach is ma'ir, that the chere is not an iser chenek, but he explained that what it means is it's the shirayim of the iser chenek. But the second vart of the Rashbam also needs clarification. Harei b'cheskas iser ad ata. That until now she was b'cheskas iser. Which iser? The iser that she's b'cheskas, at the time that the suffix is noilad, the suffix is whether there is a brother, there isn't a brother. If the suffix legabe, the iser yivam l'shuk, she will be asur l'shuk, she won't be asur l'shuk. At the time that this suffix was noilad, she's married. So about it, she doesn't have iser yivam l'shuk. The iser that she has is an iser ish. But at the time that the suffix becomes negeya, which is after her husband dies, the zikr isn't going to be an iser ish. So what does the Rashbam mean? Harei b'cheskas iser ad ata. So let's take a look at the Shev Shmaitza. The beginning of Shmaitza Hey, the first numerous prakim in Shmaitza Hey, talk about an inyan called Machzikin me iser le iser. And the Shev Shmaitza brings down a marit. The marit is in Chilak Aleph, Simon, Pei Beis. The opinion of the marit is that yes, we're Machzikin me iser le iser. That means that if something was usher at the time that the suffix was noilad, then there's a cheskas iser. Even if the particular iser that was present is for sure not going to be there anymore at the time that the suffix becomes negeya, but still that iser that was present makes a chazaka for the next iser to be present. Lamashal, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tes. If a suffix is noilad in a shechita, a shechit is shechting an animal, and in the middle of the shechita, the suffix arises about whether the shechita was ksheir or not. So the Gemara says, before you started the shechita, avada, the animal was aser, because it was alive. So, it's aser, ad shi yivada lecha b'men nishchita. So, it remains aser until you know for sure that it became mutter. Why? Because it's b'cheskas iser. Now, the iser that it's b'cheskas is the iser even menachai. When we're dining on whether the animal is kosher or not, it's already dead. The zikr no iser even menachai. The iser that it was muhzikin was pakai, it's gone. We're dining now on whether there's an iser nevela. There was no chazaka ever that there's an iser nevela. And yet, the Gemara says, Behem v'chaya v'cheskas iser oimedes, and so it blibes aser. So zok the marit. That means that we're marzikin me iser le iser. That if there was an iser, even if it's a different iser, but an iser was present at the time, the suffix was nailed, and that's machriya, the suffix that it goes le iser. The Seich Dvarav, he goes through many sugis, he brings four rayas, but the fourth of the four rayas that he brings is from our Rashbam. So the Marit, that's what's going on here in the Rashbam also. The Rashbam says that if a guy says, Yesh li achim, and now we have a suffix whether or not to believe him or not to believe him. So there's a suffix whether after he dies there'll be an Isri of Amal Ashok. Avad at the time that he dies and that suffix becomes Negeya, the Isri Shishish will already be gone. But since at the time that we begin to don on that suffix, there's an iser ish, that iser makes a cheskas iser le'inyin that we're going to be machriya lechumra in the iser, in the suffix of the iser yivam l'shuk. Now, the Shev Shmaitza, with the great Arichus, as I said, goes through a number of prakim in the beginning of Shmaitza. Hey, the Shev Shmaitza argues and holds that the iker is really in machzikin me'iser le'iser. I the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tes about the suffix that's noilad in the Shechita. So he brings down that Tosfos learns over there that the Pshat is the reason is because that's not considered a suffix a shakal, that's a suffix that's noilad more the Chumra. He brings down the Rashba as a different teretz, Ein Kamakam Laharach. What we want to don on, what we want to discuss is how does he deal with the Raya from here, from our Sugya, where the Rashbam Lacher is Klar Diburim that we're Machzikim Yisrael Eser. To that, Zok the Shev Shmaitza, that Enechanami, the Marit could have the Rashbam. But the Iker Pshat in the Gemara, Alpi Rav Rishenim, is not like the Rashbam. Because the emphasis, if we take a look in the Gemara, the first thing that we'll notice is that there are five words here in the Gemara that are in parentheses. In the words of Abaya, Amar Le'Abaya, Mikalnu B'Shvuya, so then the Nusach of the Gemara is, Mishum Dimenavlo Nafsho Legabe Shavai, close parentheses, and then the Gemara says, Vayta Nekal Be'ishesh.
And the Rashbam said, Lo yersinan upirush hayu besvarim. The Rashbam said that these five words are a mistake. These five words that say a svara, that the reason that we're more makel by Yishvui than by Nishas Ish is because we have a specific sibra to think that she was not nivala. In other words, that the suffix by Yishvui is not a suffix hashakla. It's really a suffix that's more neitel lahakel as opposed to the suffix Nishas Ish or the suffix Yivam Lashuk, which is a suffix hashakla. And on that Abai is saying that only by the suffix Shvui, which is more neitel lahakel over there, we have a svar of Eidim Zadastam Vatayaser. But by a suffix hashakla, like a suffix of Nishas Ish, we're not going to be makel like that. And the Rashbam said that those words in the Gemara are really a toast, pure shayev esfarm, v'leger sin and lay. The Ramban writes that, first of all, that the riff was geirisit. It's not stama, it fell in from obscure svarim. It's a real geirisit in the Gemara. The riff was geirisit in the Gemara. And more than that, the Ramban says, and I don't know why the Rashbam took it out. He says the Rashbam was meich koi b'leitam. There's nothing wrong with this geirisit. I don't know why he took it out. And Dr. Ramban, more than that, this girsa is mataris akash on the Gemara. Because here the Rashbam is saying that Abaya is being mechalik between Shvuya and Eishas Ish, because Eishas Ish is more chomer, because like the Rashbam says, it's in Yisr Chenek, the Gemara says in Yevamah Stav Kuf Yutes, that when we're comparing two Yisrum Deraisa, Leishna Yisr Lav V'Leishna Yisr Kares, doesn't really matter whether it's in Yisr Lav or in Yisr Kares. And Yisr Deraisa is in Yisr Deraisa. So we would say the same thing to this Rashbam. What's the difference that one is an Isser Lav and one is an Isser Chenek? They're both an Isser Deraisa. They should be treated the same way. The Ritva, like we mentioned earlier at the beginning of the Shir, the Ritva also asks Akasha, they have a Chlal, could you say there's an Isser Chenek? The Isser Chenek would be if there was a real Isser Eishas Ish, but over here there's no Isser Eishas Ish, it's just the Yivam Lashuk, which is just an Isser Lav. And if it's just an Isser Lav, it's really on the same level as the Isser Shvui. That's also an Isser Lav. If she was Nivela, it's the Isser of Zayin Lakayin, which is an Isser Lav. So the Ritva says, I don't see any difference in severity between the two Yisurim that Abai is differentiating between. The Ramban is asking, it shouldn't matter if there's a difference in severity. The Ritva says, and I don't see any difference in severity at all. And furthermore, Dr. Ritva, that the second Chiluk, the Rashbam says, that over here there's a Cheskes Isser for the Ritva, but I don't see a Cheskes Isser either, because the Cheskes Isser is just the Isser Eishas Ish, but the Isser Eishas Ish was already Paka. We're downing on the Isser Yivam Lashuk. The Isser Yivam Lashuk doesn't have a Cheskes Isser. In other words, the Svar of the Shev Shmaisa, the Im Marzikin Me Isser L'Isser, that's Mamash included in the Ritva's Kashid over here on the Rashbam. And therefore, the Ritva and the Ramban both, they say that the Iker is like the Girs of the Rif. That the whole Chiluk of Abaya, and we call him a shvui, nekel b'eishas ish, is because a shvui is menavel nafshol agav shavoi, so it's more noite that she really wasn't nivel. It's not a safek hashakol. So if they were mekel, you can't bring it right from there, that we should be mekel by an eishas ish. So the Shmaitzah says, if the Ritva says that the ikur is like the girsa of the rift, so the rift went with this girsa, the Ritva went with this girsa, the Ramban went with this girsa, they all hold that we're not machalik that by eishas ish there's a cheskas eser. We're machalik that by Shvuya the Isser is noite lahakel, it's not a safek hashakel. But it sounds like as far as chazakas are concerned, the two would really be doivet to each other. Meaning that just like by Shvuya there's no cheskes Isser, so too, by our case of Eishas Ish, there's also no cheskes Isser. So Zok the Shmaitzah, that means that all of these Rishayim, the Rif, Ramban, the Ritva, they hold in machazikim Eisal Isser. So even though in the Chanami, the Rashbam Taka seems to hold like the Ma'arit brings, but it's only a raya from Rashbam. It's not a raya from the Gemara. Adrabah, the Iker Pshat in the Gemara is Mechiach Farkert. That ain't Mechazikim Yisrael Isser, and therefore the Shmaitza says that that's the Iker Lahalacha that we're in Mechazikim Yisrael Isser and Nishvi the Ma'arit. The way the Shmaitza seems to be coming out is that he considers it a Machalikis Rishen in the Enachanami, the Sheet of the Rashbam, is that we're Mechazikim Yisrael Isser, but the Rashbam is a Das Yachid. Rav Chanan Vasserman, Kevitz Yurim, points out that this Rashbam would appear to be L'shitasai, because there's also such a Rashbam in Cheskes Sabbatim. In the Gemara in Cheskes Sabbatim earlier, the Aflam and Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara gives the case of Shnayim Amimei, Shnayim Amimei, Shnayim Amimei Neskarsha, Shnayim Amimei Neskarsha, and the Gemara says that Misafik we would consider the Isha Asura, and the Pashtus of the Gemara is that we're talking about the Isra Ishas Ish. It was a Safik whether her husband died, or a Safik whether her husband divorced her. In either case, the suffix is whether this woman who yesterday was an Eishas Ish, today is she Mutares. And the Gemara says we go to Chumra, and the Pshat is because that's her Chazaka, she is a Cheskes Isser. So, Makom Suffolk, we go to Isser. But when the Rashbam is explaining the Gemara, he adds a third case. One case is that she's an Eishes Ish and then the suffix of her husband died. One case is she's an Eishes Ish and there's a suffix whether her husband divorced her. But he also says that it's Nageya in a case if she had been married, there was a suffix whether her husband divorced her and then her husband died. And now we're clearing a suffix whether she's a Zekukla Yibam or not. And on all three of these cases, the Rashbam says, and the reason why she's Aser is because she has a Cheska sister. So Rav Chanan over there in Cheska Sabbatim in Eis Kuf Chaf Ches is Ma'irim. Bishlam in the first two cases, those are a Pashta to Cheska sister. But the third case, that's Mamish, this kind of Machazikim Me'isel Iser. That's only called a Cheska sister if you hold Machazikim Me'isel Iser. From the fact that the Rashbam throws that case into the Gemara, there was no Hechach in the Gemara to include that case. From the Gemara, we don't see anything. But from the fact that the Rashbam throws that case into the suffix of the Gemara, the Vayis states that the Rashbam holds Machzikim Yisrael Iser. So that fits very nicely with the Rashbam over here in our Sugya, where the Shmaitza says, the Marit brings a raya from the Rashbam that we're Machzikim Yisrael Iser. The Shmaitza says that in the Rashbam you may be right, but from the Etzim Gemara it's not a raya. Because for Kemp, most of Shayim learn not like that. But Al Kaponim, that's the Rashbam, Rav Chanan is making a tliya that the two Rashbams go to Shitasam. But I would just want to be Moisif, one Nakuda. That here the Shmaitza is saying that while he argues on the Marit and holds that the Ikur is in Machazikim Yisrael Iser, but he's being Maida, that the Marit has a good Raya, I'll call Pana from the Rashbam. But to that I would say that, at least as far as the Rashbam here in our Sugya, that it may not be a good Raya, the fee the Shtikl Torah that we were saying before, from the Asvin Dereisa, the way that Goyis HaBach explains. Remember, the Rashbam over here says two verts of why Eishes Ish should be more common than Shvuya. The first is because it's an Isser Chenek, and the second is because there's a Cheska Sisser. And the Isser Chenek was a Pella. What kind of an Isser Chenek? We're talking about after the husband died. She's not an Eishes Ish anymore. And we explain, the Asvin Dereisa, that Goyis HaBach really explained, that what we mean is that the Isser Yivam Shuk is the Shirayim of the Isser Eishes Ish. If that vert is true, and that explains the second Shukr Rashbam also, where the Rashbam says that there's a Cheskes Isser over here, and even though it's going from one Isser to the next, and there's a Makom to say Fakert, Ein Machzikim Isser Isser, but the Rashbam may say that, yeah, if it's two unrelated Isserim, like the Isser Ibn Menachai and the Isser Nevela, so there we'd say Ein Machzikim Isser Isser. But over here, since the Isser that we're dining on now, the Isser Yivam Lashuk, is a Hemshach of the Isser Eishes Ish. It's Nimshach, it's Neveya from the Eishes Ish. It's the Shirayim of the Isser Eishes Ish that was Niklash Ayidei the Misa. So over here, it's more Mustafa to say Mechazikim Yisrael Isser, since it's Kemat, the same Isser, it's just in a new form. So a Chazaka that she has this Isser would be Negeya to continuing this same Isser. So I'll pee the Shigotayr of the Asun Daraisa, which is really the way the Bach explained the first half of the Rashbam, it would come out that really even from the Rashbam, L'chayr, it isn't a Raya, that Ba'alma we would say Machazikim Yisrael Iser. Let's go on now to the Sugya, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, and goes up onto the top of Amud Beis also. Rav and Abaye talk about the case of Manuli B'yadcha, Bahala Amir Ini Ideya. The Rashbam brings down Ba'arichas, it's a Sugya, Ba'bakamad Af Kofir Ches, it's also in Ksubis, Daf Yud Beis. That there's a machlekes amirayim about where one person comes with a tainas bari, manali biyadcha, you owe me a mana. And the other person responds with a tainas shema, I don't remember if I borrowed the money from you, I have no idea if I borrowed the money from you or not. It's like the Rashbam, Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan say, Potter, hamayitim echavela faraya, meaning even though the tevei is coming with a tainas bari, even though he's a bari against the shema, but that maila is not good enough to be mayitzi mamin with it. That's what the Gemara calls bari v'shema, lav bari adif, which really means that it's not sufficiently adif to take my money from a mochzik. And Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, they say bari v'shama bari adif, which means that it is sufficiently adif to be maitzi mamim from a mochzik. So the mana lemiyatcha is able to be maitzi the mana from the guy that says eini ideya. Taisus over here is sakasha and says a teretz, gives a chiluk, and this Yisayid of Taisus writes, not only over here in Mavabastra, it's also in Mavakama on Daf Memvav, it's also in Mavamitsi on Daf Sadi Zayin, and it's also in Ksubis on Daf Yud Beis. So many prominent places, Taisus goes through the Shaka Vitaria. Taisus is bothered that over here we have Rav Hun and Rav Yehuda saying, Bar Vishama Bar Yad, if they could be Maitzi Mammon with the Mile of Bari over Hashema. The problem is, then Mavakama, Daf Memvav, when the Gemara says Zek Klal Gadol B'Din HaMitzvah Mechaber Al Haraya, and Rabbi Hud says Zek Klal B'Din HaMitzvah Mechaber Al Haraya. The Gemara is Masbir. What does he mean? Zek Klal Gadol B'Din, that even if the Teve is a Bari and the Nitzvah is a Shema, so there's a Maili of Bari V'Shema, Bari Adif. Even so, Zek Klal Gadol B'Din HaMitzvah Mechaber Al Haraya, the Maili of Bari V'Shema can't be Mitzvah Mechaber. That's Mamash Rabbi Yechon and Rav Nachman's Shita, but there we have Rabbi Yehuda saying it. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, and Daf Kofil Chesem Bavakama, Bar Vishema, Bar Yadif. Now you could be might see Mamma from a Mochzak with the Mile of Bar Vishema. So why does he say over there, Zakal Gol Badin, that even with the Mile of Bar Vishema, you can't be might see from a Mochzak? So Taisus in all of these places says that there's two different kinds of cases of Bar Vishema. There are cases where the Bari is a Gavaldiga Maila over the Shema, because he's a Bari Toiv and the Shema is a Shema Garua. And then there are cases where it's not such a big Maila to be a Bari, because your Bari is a Bari Garua and the Shema is a Shema Toiv. What does this mean? What's a Talion? Is it a case where one guy comes and says, I know for sure, and the other guy says, Eini Idea? The Eini Idea, is it an understandable Eini Idea? Or is it something that really he should have known? If he's expected to know, so then when the Teveya came and said, Bari, I know for sure something that the Nitva was expected to know, so then the Nitva would know if he's lying. So then it's very impressive that he can come in with a tiny Bari. That's called the Bari Toif. And in that same case, the Shema is a Shema Garua, because when the Nitva says, I don't know, we say, well, why don't you know? That's a tiny on you, why don't you know? So that's a Bari Toif and a Shema Garua, in cases where the Nitva was expected to know. But then there are cases where the Nitva is not expected to know. If he's not expected to know, then the Teveu comes in with a Tainas Bari, it's no kunst to have a Tainas Bari. You're not afraid of anything, because you don't think he's going to know, even if you're lying, you don't think that he's going to know anyway. And the Shema, that's a Shema, so that's called a Bari Garua, it's not such an impressive Bari. And the Shema, on the other hand, is a Shema Toiv. He doesn't know, but he's not expected to know. It's not a Tain on him for not knowing. When does Rabbi Yehuda say Bar V'Shema Bar Yadif? Only when it's a Bari Toiv and a Shema Garua. But if it's a Bari Garua and a Shema Toiv, then he won't say Bari Yadif. So what are the cases for this? The case that we talked about before, Manali B'Yadcha, V'Halayim Yini Yedeya, I come and I say that I lent you $100. And the Nitva says, I don't know. So over there, we would expect that the Nitva would know. And he says, I don't know. That's a case of a Bari Toiv and a Shema Garua. But a case, what about a case like the case of Mavakama Daf Membav? Shur Shnagach HaSapara V'Nimtza Uber B'Tzida. The Mazik Shar killed the Nizik's Para. The Para was pregnant. Now the Uber is also dead. But it's not known whether the Uber was inside. She was still pregnant. And the Negicha killed both of them. And the Mazik is Chayef for the Uber also. Or whether she had already given birth. And then the Uber Nevach didn't make it. Died of natural causes. Nothing to do with the Mazik. And then the Mazik is not responsible for the Uber. And the Nizik comes along and says, I know that the Uber was still inside. So he's being Teveya money for the Uber with a Tainas Bari. But that's a Bari Garuha, because it's easy for him to say, I know, because he knows that the Nitva can't refute him, because the Nitva wasn't there. His Shur ran away and was Negei HaPara, but the Mazik wasn't, the Baal HaShur wasn't there with him. So the Teveya knows that the Nitva can't refute him, so that's a Bari Garuha. And when the Nitva says Eini Idea, that's a Shema Toiv, because there's no tain on him for not knowing. So the Melech Zok Toisus, that's why over there, Rabbi Yehuda says that Kol Gadol B'Din Mechaber Al Haraya, that the Ma'ala of Bari V'Shema does not help to be a Mitzi Mamon Masha Inkin. In the case of Manu L'Yechav, Alayim Eini Idea, over there, Rabbi Yehuda holds Bari V'Shema Bari Yada. This is the Yisoid of Toisus again in all four places, Bavakama, Bavasi, Bavabasa, and also in Ksubas. Toisus says this Yisoid that Rabbi Yehuda is Mechalik between a case of a Bari Toiv and a Shema Garua versus a case of a Bari Garua and a Shema Toiv, and Rabbi Chanan Vasserman. Here on our sugi, Bava Vasa, Is Tuf Samach Aleph, Rav Mochana Vasman Klerz Hakira, which is really the Iker Keveya. When Taisa says there are cases of Bari Toiv and Shema Garua, and there are other cases of Bari Garua and Shema Toiv, is the Iker that there's a chilik in the Baris, that in order to be Bari Ad, if you need that, it should be a Bari Toiv, Mashenkin, in case of a Bari Garua. The Pshan in that would be because, like the Lashon, there's a Lashon that the Achrayim bring from the Tais to Rosh Maseches Ksubas, that when the Bari is a Toiv, meaning when the Nitva is expected to know, then the Lashon of Tais to Rosh is, Lo Yitain Ela Emes. Then a guy wouldn't lie and say, I know I lent you money,
Because since if it's not true, the other person knows that you're lying because he's expected to know whether you lent him money or not. So if I could say something with certainty when I know that you'll know if I'm lying, so that is such a, it takes so much courage to say that if it's not really true, that we think that nobody would do that if it wasn't really true. So it's a hechacha that he's telling the truth. That's the svar that there's a maila in a buri toiv. Maybe for keret, maybe the ikar is really that it's telling on the shema. And the reason why, in the case of buri toiv and shema geruah, Rabbi Yehuda says, buri shema buri yadav, is because the shema is a shema geruah. And again, there's a lashon to support that. The lashon of Tosfos and Bava Kamma is that when a person is a shema gerua, meaning when he says any idea to something that we would expect he would know, it's muchach milsa, Tosfos says, dechayev lai, that he really owes the money. If he didn't owe the money, he would say, I don't know the money. Why is he saying I don't know? Because he doesn't really have the guts to say no, that he doesn't want to lie outright, so he says, I don't know. It's a way of disguising a lie. So the lashon of Tosfos and Bava Kamma is that a shema gerua is a way of disguising a lie. That's why we say over there, Baruch Shem Bavar Yadav. The lashon of Tosfos Rashi Ksubis is that a bari toiv is a mucha milsas la yitain ala emes. It's a raya that he's telling the truth. That's why over there we say bari adav. So Rav Chanan declares, which one is it? Is it really totally on the bari being a bari toiv, or is it really totally on the shema being a shema gerua? Now Avada, 90% of the time, they're going to go hand in hand. Because the same thing that makes the Shema Gerua, that's what makes the Bari Toiv. It's the fact that the Nizik, that the Nitva is expected to know. If the Nitva is expected to know, then the Bari of the Tevei is a Bari Toiv, takes a lot of courage. And Mehai Tamagufa, the Shema of the Nitva is a Shema Gerua, because here, what do you mean, any idea? Why don't you know? But Shankin, in a case where the Nitva is not expected to know, mainly his Shem is a Shem of Tehi, that Mehai Tamagufa, the Bari of the Tevei, is a Bari Gerua. So 90% of the time, they're going to go hand in hand. I could find you a case with Levi Nafkamina, and the case comes up with Gabi Arsikya. Let's go weiter in Tosfos. Again, Tosfos is an awful place. Tosfos starts with the same way. There's a steer between all the Gemaras where it says that the Kohen Trev Yehuda Bari V'Shem Bari Yad versus the Gemara, Mavakama Dathman Vav, where Rabbi Yehuda himself says that God will deny to make a of Haraya, so Tosfos gives this chiluk that we were just talking about. But then Tosfos has the kasha. But what about Arsigya? In Arsigya, Abaya and Rava bring in the shayla of Bar Visham Bar Yadif to a case where there are a bunch of brothers, let's say Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and one of the brothers, Reuven, says that this outsider, Moshe, he's also our brother. And he tainas that with the tainas Bari. He says Moshe is our brother. And the other brothers, Shimon and Levi, they say, any idea, we don't know. So this is a Bari V'Shema, and it says in the Mishnah that Lamaisa, we can't take away their Yerusha, Shimon and Levi. We don't have to give up a share of their Yerusha for this newcomer. So Rava says, oh, you see over here, Bari V'Shema, Lav Bari Yadav. You can't be Maitzi Mamre from a Muchzak with a Tain of a Bari V'Shema, with a Maile of a Bari V'Shema. And Abaye says, no, it's not Muchzak. Maybe over here it's different because it's an outsider, that it's not the Tevei himself that's making the Tain of Bari. It's somebody else, a Lav Val Varam Didiyat. In Al Kaponim, Abaye and Rava are both being shakal v'tari in the sugi of Bar V'Shem Bar Yadiv, Lagabi, the case of the Suffolk in our Mishnah. And in our Mishnah, the Bari is a Bari Gerua. Because when Reuven gets up and says, this outsider, he's really our brother, he knows that Shimon and Levi can't refute him. Because he's saying that our father went away to Medina Siam, he married a different Isha, he had another child. Of course, you don't know about him, you never met this brother, but he's really our brother. So his Bari is a Bari Gerua. And the Shema of Shimon and Levi, the brothers that are saying any idea, their Shema is a Shema Toiv. How should they know? So Fractase is the Kasha. If we're saying that the whole din of Bar V'Shem Bar Yadav, according to Avhun and Rav Yehuda, who hold Bar V'Shem Bar Yadav, they only say it in a case of a Bari Toiv and a Shema Gerua, so why do Abaye and Rava think that they would say it over here in our Sugya? After all, over here in our Sugya, it's a Bari Gerua and it's a Shema Toiv. So now this kasha is treated differently by Tosfos by us versus the Tosfos in Bava Metzia and Aftadi Zayin. Tosfos by us says, Enachanani, our sugya doesn't stem with the chilek that we were making. But Zok Tosfos, but you shouldn't think that that's a problem. Adarabba, it's actually a solution. Why? Because the Emes says there's another Gemara also that doesn't stem with the chilek. There's the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yabez, where the Gemara brings the sugya of Bar V'Shem Bar Yadav into the discussion in the Mishnah of Mishayres Tanin Anasti, or Achalayres Tanin Anasti. Over there, the Gemara says that the Isha has the mile of being a Bari. She knows when the Biyah happened. And the Baal is a Shema, and the Gemara tells to the Sugi of Bar Vashem Bar Yadav, even though over there clearly it's a Shema Garua and a Bari Taiv, it's a Bari Garua. Her being Bari is not very impressive. She knows the Baal can't refute her. How is he supposed to know when she had the Bia? And his Shema is a Shema Toiv. He says, any idea, no time on him. Of course, he doesn't know. So Taisus is bothered that over there, just like in our Sugya, it doesn't stim with Taisus' Chilak. That Sugya also doesn't stim. So our Taisus says, without going into all the Cheshbainis, our Taisus says, the fact that in our Sugya we have a Baya who doesn't follow the chilak that I was making. So that's very good. The sugging tzubis will be going on libid abaya. The chilak that we said before will be chilak alibid rav Yehuda. Some people hold it this chilak, some people don't hold it this chilak. That's why our tesis sorts out the problems. The erachanami, our sugit, taka doesn't shtim with the chilak that we were making before. Our sugit, the sugging tzubis don't shtim. That's abaya. The other sugis are following that chilak. That's rav Yehuda. But the tesis in Bava Metzia says something different. The tesis in Bava Metzia says, no, really, we could give a teretz to be miyashev that our sugya shouldn't be a sira to this chiluk of Taisus. Zok Taisus, the lashon is that Taisus' lashon is that really in our sugya also the bari of the brother who says this guy is really one of us could be considered a bari toiv sheyare because he's afraid shema hayoyim oymacher yishalu v'yedu sheshikar. That maybe the other others will find out that he's really lying. Meaning, even though Avada, they might not know, but they might research it, and then they will know. It's not like the case of the Shershonagar Chasapara, where it's virtually impossible for the Mazik to find out whether the Para was, the Uber was already born or wasn't already born. That's a very safe Bari. Over there, where the Nizik says, yeah, the Uber was still inside. That's a very safe thing to lie about. It doesn't show anything. But over here, you are taking a bit of a risk when you say this guy's a brother, because that's the kind of thing that people know about. Who, even if Shimon and Levi don't know, but people know who was born to whom, who's a father, who's a son. So they could research. They could go to Medina Siam. They could ask people in Medina Siam, is it true that our father came there? Is it true that he remarried? Is it true that he had a child? Who is that child? It's shaykh to research it. And so if Reuben is really telling a lie about this new brother, the lie could be exposed. And so this Bari is a Bari Taif. Ad kan, the Taisus in Bava Metzia. Dr. Bochanan, Taisus in Bava Metzia is trying to make our case shtim with the chiluk, that this should be an appropriate application of Bari Vashem and Bari Yadif. And they do so by saying that our case could also be called a Bari Taif. But there's no way that you can make our case also into a Shema Garua. Good. It's Shema Hayam Amarcha Yishlu V'yedu. It's possible to research it to find out, but there's no guarantee that people could find out. So you can't say that Shimon and Levi, when they see Eini Edea, that's some kind of a Mucha Milsa, that they're really lying and it's a disguised lie. Maybe they really just genuinely don't know. This svara that it's possible to research it and find out that could make the Bari into a Bari Toiv. Because maybe they'll know. But it can't make their Shema into a Shema Garua because maybe they taka don't know. So if they didn't find out and they weren't able to research it, they didn't find out, so they don't know. Their Shema Avada is a Shema Toiv. But even so, Zaktaisis, the Bari could also be considered a Bari Toiv. And mainly it passes a Bari Vishema Bari Yadif. Zakta Bochanan, from the Taisim of a Metzi, then it's Muchach that the Iker of the Chilik is really totally on the Bari. The Iker is not that in order to say Bar Vashem Bar Yadav, you need that the Shema should be a Shema Garua. The Iker is that you need the Bari to be a Bari Toiv. Avada Taisis uses a Lashon Bari Toiv and Shema Garua because, like we were explaining before, B'derachal, they go hand in hand. But the Iker Kaveya is not the contrast in the Shemas. The Iker Kaveya is the contrast in the Buris. That's what Rabbi Chanan Tanya is Muchach from the way Taisus and Bava Metzia explains why there's a Bar Vashem Bar Yadav here in our Sugya. And now to be Mamshech, this was Dr. Rabbi Chanan, Medemis for Enfert Eichet Akasha that the Welt asks on the din of Bar Vashem Bar Yadav, not that it's a din, but the Shita, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda. We'll see Mitzvah Shem still that it has its Negei Halacha L'maitza also. But Al-Kapadim, now we're talking B'shitas of Huna and Rabbi Yehuda, even though we don't paskin like them. We really repaskin like Rabbi Yechanan. But Peshitis of Hunan Rabbi Huda the Bar Yavishama Bar Yadav, meaning that when the Teveh comes with the Maila of Bar Yavishama. So he could be Maitzi Mamain, so the Velt asks Akasha, how could he be Maitzi Mamain from the Mukhzak who's saying any idea? Why can't the Mukhzak win with a Migu? Because Avad, if the Mukhzak would say Lahi Udvar Me'ailam, he'd be Nema. If I come in and say Manali Biyadcha and you say, no, it's not true. You're Kaifer, you refute it. Avad, you're Nema, Maitzi Mechavar Lefaraya. Avuna refuted to just say, but if you say any idea, then I'm a Bari, you're a Shema, then I can be Maitzi Mamain. But the guy that says any idea, if he wanted to say Lahi Udvar Me'ailam, he could have said that. He's just not saying it because it's not true. So let that be a raya that he's telling the truth. That's the kasher the Rochanan says that the Velt asks. Dr. Rochanan, so the Teretz, he says this also, this the Velt gives a Teretz, but he's going to have a Hisaf. He says the Velt gives a Teretz that we can't say that the Nitvah should win because he has a Migu. And Achanami has a Migu. A Migu says that he's telling the truth. So he's telling the truth. But what's he saying here? He's saying any idea. So we believe him is any idea, but he's for to Shema. And the other person is a Bari. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda hold Bari v'Shema Bari Yadav. So therefore, we can't allow the Nitva to win with his Migu because his Migu doesn't change the score. It's still a Bari v'Shema and Bari v'Shema Bari Yadav. Dr. Bochanan, that's the way the Velt answers the Kasha. But L'chayri, you can ask a follow-up Kasha. Good. Nach the Migu, the Shema is still a Shema. But now it's a Shema Toif. Here, Toif has just got through telling us that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda only say Bar V'Shem Bari Yadiv, whereas a Bari Toif and a Shema Geruah. Oh, so you need that the Shema should be a Shema Geruah, because when he's saying any idea, something that really he should know, so we think that his any idea is just a disguised way of saying that, really, I owe the money, but I don't want to admit it. But now he's saying that he has a Migu. And the Migu makes it that when he says, I don't know, he's really telling the truth, that he really doesn't know. So now you can't call it a Shema Geru anymore. So even though the Velt is right in their Teretz, that the Migu doesn't change it from being a Bar V'Shema, the Shema is still a Shema, but doesn't the Migu help to upgrade this Shema from a Shema Geruah into a Shema Toiv? And now, so Hadju Kush L'Dukhtay, why do we say, why does Rav Huna Rav Huna say Bar V'Shema Bar Yadif? In order to say Bar V'Shem Bar Yadif, they need the Shema to be a Shema Garua. But since he has a Migu, the Migu allows us to look at his Shema as a Shema Toiv. And now why do we say Bar V'Shem Bar Yadif? So that's Dr. Bochanan. But now that I just got finished being Mechiach, that the Iker of Tesis Chilk is not that the Shema should be a Shema Garua. Even if the Shema will be a Shema Toiv, the Iker is that the Bari has to be a Bari Toiv. When an early Avad, if it's a Bari Toiv, the Shema is a Shema Garua. But the Iker is that it's a Bari Toiv. So now, even though Enachanami, this Shema Geruah has a Migu, and his Migu helps to upgrade his Shema from a Shema Geruah into a Shema Toiv. But now it's a Shema Toiv against a Bari Toiv. The Tainas Bari of the Teveya is still a Bari Toiv, because he's saying Manali Biyotcha. He's Tainas Bari on something that he expects the Nitva to know about. And the Rav Chanan was Mechiach, that the Iker in Taisus Chilik is really the quality of the Tainas Bari. As long as the Bari is a Bari Toiv, we're going to say Bari V'Shem Bari Yadiv. So that's why it doesn't help the Migu. Even the Menachanami, the Migu helps to make the Shema into a Shema Toiv, but the Bari blibes a Bari Toiv, and we'll still say Bari V'Shem Bari Yadiv. For the next shtickle, let's take the Inyan of Bari V'Shem Bari Yadiv and bring it to the Halach L'maisa. Because Be'etzem, we really pass in Bari V'Shem Lav Bari Yadiv. In the regular case of Manali Biyotcha V'Alamri in the Idea, we pass in like of Nachman and Rabbi Yechanan that Bar V'Shem Alav Bar Yadav V'Hamoitzi Mecha Bar Yadav Haraya. However, it's Mevur and Shulchan Aruch Simen Ein Hei, Sif Tes, based on the Rush at the end of Maseches Bava Kama, and it's also Mevur like this in Ksubis, in Taisvis, in Ksubis on Daf Yud Beis, that there is a case where the Halacha reverts to the Shita of Bar V'Shem Bar Yadav. And what is that case? If instead of saying any idea im hilvi sani, the nitva says any idea im paraticha. If the Teveya comes and he says, manali biyadcha, you owe me a mana. And the nitva, who answers with a shema, instead of saying, I don't know whether or not I borrowed the money, he says, taka, I borrowed the money. That's true. I don't know, though, whether I paid. I might have paid you back, but I'm not sure. In that case, any idea im paraticha, so there the halacha is that we taka paskin bari v'shema bari yadiv. Why it is that that case is better is taka shaila. There's a chakira than the Shav Shmaitza in Shmaitza Beis Perek Zayin. He says the pshat is because the nitva, who's usually a muchzik on the money, and we say that Bari Vishama can't take away from a muchzik, but over here, since there was a cheskas chiv, so his harzakos, his muchzakos is isra. It's isra, his cheskas mamain. So to this weakened cheskas mamain, it does help a Bari Vishama to be made from him. Or the way the Beis Halevi is mazburit, the Beis Halevi is in chilek Beis Simen Mem Ois Tezayin, he says that over here, the Bar Vishema could be moitzi from a murzik because the Bar Vishema is enhanced, it's supported by a cheskas chiyav. The cheskas chiyav goes onto the side of the teveh, and now he's coming with two karech, the karech of a Bar Vishema and also the karech of a cheskas chiyav, and that is able to be moitzi mamin. Al kaponim, either way, in kamakam al harech, in that shaila, al kaponim, the halacha is that by an ene day in praticha, the halacha is that he's chayev, because over there, essentially, we are following the lomdus of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, the Bar Vishema Bar Yadav. Which means, and now here, Zakta Nasivis, the Nasivis is over there in Simon Ayin Hey, Sifkat and Zayin, Zakta Nasivis. So that means now that the Yisid that we learned in our Taisvis is going to become Negei Halacha Lamaisa. That in order to be Chayiv, you're going to need that the Bari should be a Bari Toiv and the Shema should be a Shema Garua. Now, Pashtus, okay, that's the way it is. The Shema is Taka Shema Garua because he says, I don't remember whether or not I paid back or not. Why doesn't he remember? He should remember, so he's a Shema Garua. A perfect Nasivis. But why isn't he Nemun with a Migu? The Kasha that Rav Chanan was referring to before, they called the Velt asked this Kasha. So the Nesivis asked this, not on the sheet of Rahunu Rav Yehuda, but the Halach Lamaisa, on that which we pass in the idea im Paraticha Yotaka Chayev. In fact, the Nesivis, why isn't he Nemun with a Migu that he could have said, I know that I paid you back, Paraticha Yotaka paid you back. And then the Nesivis says a vert that essentially governs the whole Chakira of Rav Chanan. He says that since the ikur of the Yisayid of Taisus Bari Tev and Shema Garua, the ikur is Taka the Shema, and he bavarns. That even though L'chari might be hard to understand the svara of why Shema Garua should be chayiv, why just because he doesn't remember do we knas him that he should be chayiv? And then he says, no, the pshat is because since he says he doesn't remember, that seems very suspicious. Why doesn't he remember something that he should remember? So that makes us think that it's likely that he's telling something that isn't true. Which we said before is the Lashon of Taisus HaRosh in Ksubis, that it makes it look like he's lying when he says any idea on something that we expect that he should be idea. So the Nesivis is Mechavin to that Svar on his own, and mainly he says, since the Iker of Bari Toiv Shema Garua is that the Shema has to be a Shema Garua, which, you'll remember, is not like the conclusion of Rabbi Chanan, but the Nesivis speaks out that he believes that the Iker of Bari Toiv Shema Garua is that the Shema should be a Shema Garua, Memele Frek the Nesivis. Why is he chayev? He has a migu. And even though nach the migu, he still blibes a shema, like we were saying before. What does it help to have a migu? We know you're not lying. But you're saying you don't know. So it's vaiter bari v'shema. But in fact, the nesivis, but the migu makes all the difference in the world because it should change him from a shema garua into a shema toiv. And once he's a shema toiv, so now he should be potter. Because like Taisa says, it's only when it's a bari toiv, a shema garua. And like we emphasized, the Nesivis says, the ikker of that is that it's a Shema Garua. And since the Migu helps to make him into a Shema Toiv, because now we know he's telling the truth when he says that he doesn't remember, in Edei Imperaticha, so now he should be Nemon. That's the Nesivis' Kasha, in which he essentially is saying that I know you can answer like Rav Chanan that the ikker is the Bari Toiv, but I don't agree with the Rav Chanan. I hold that the ikker is the Shema Garua. So Mela, the Kasha is, why isn't he Nemon with the Migu? And to that, entfits the Nesivis at Teretz, the Yeser Nicha Litoin Shema. You can't make a migu that why didn't he just say bari? Why didn't he just say that I know I paid back? Because it's sometimes hard to say that I know. If a person is trying to say something that isn't true, so it's easier to say it more tentatively, more hesitantly. So he says, I don't know, I think I might have paid, I'm not sure. That's much easier than to say, yes, I paid you back, when it isn't true. Since it's easier to tie in the Shema than to tie in a bari, so a person who tied the Shema can't be Neman with a Migu that he could have tied it Bari, because maybe he didn't have the guts to tie it Bari, that's why he tied it a Shema. That's why it's not a Migu. So he has a different tarot to Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. And with that, Zakt Nesivis metemes for Enfert and under a Kasha. Because there's a halacha, also Mavur over there in Shulchan Aruch, same place in Ayin Hei, Sif Tes, that which we say that by Inedeya Imperaticha, the Nitva is Chayav, But that's only true if it was a case of yesh lei toivim, meaning that the tevei came along and said, manu li biyadcha. And to that he responded, ein yedeim praticha, there the din is that he's chayef. However, if it would be ein lei toivim, in other words, the teveya, the so-called teveya, didn't say anything. The nitva came along and he was ma'ir to Beis Din, you know, I borrowed money from this person. He told the Beis Din about the halva, and then he said, ve'eini edeya imparati, and I don't know if I paid back or not. So then, zak the Shulchan Aruch, again, based on the sugya really in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, and then he's pater. So Nachamala, regular case, we'll go through three levels of the halacha l'maisa before we continue in the Nesivis. The regular case of Bar Visham in the Gemara, over there we paskin that he's pater. In a case of there we paskin that he's pot, that he's chayav. But if it's a case of ein lei toivim, and then he says I borrowed money ve'ein yedei imparaticha, then we paskin that he's takapater. And then Nesivis asks the kasha, and he brings down that the tumah missed this kasha. That why should he be pater in this case? What does it help that it was ein lei toivim, that the other person wasn't tevei on his own? He needed to hear it from this person, from the person that owes the money. So once he hears it from him, there's a hidaz baldin kamei edim dami. So now the tevei knows it also. Now the tevei could say, you owe me money. Even though he never claimed to know that the guy owes him money, but now that he heard from him that he borrowed money, Shimon came and said to Reuben, you lent me $100. So even though Reuben wasn't coming on his own and saying, I lent you $100, but now Reuben heard from Shimon that he lent him $100. So now Reuben can justifiably say that he knows. He doesn't remember. Yeah, but he does. So he heard from 100 Edim. If he hears something from 100 Edim, then you know. So now he does know. So how can we continue to call it a mamin she'ein lo tovim and say that he's pater? Now it's yesh lo tovim. Now Reuben can turn around and say, yeah, you owe me $100. And once it's yesh lo tovim, and now it's a bar of Hashem, and it's an any day in praticha. So what makes him pater? The kitzer, the ein lo tovim should turn into a yesh lo tovim because of the hidas, well, then kamei edim dami. And then it blibes a regular any day in praticha where we paskin bar of Hashem, bar yadif, and he should be chayiv. So why is Allah over there that he's pater? But I'll pee what I just explained. That really every time that we say that by any day in praticha, we say that you're chayev. But we have a kasha. Why are you chayev? Why aren't you pater? Why aren't you nemo with a migu? And the teretz is that the migu is not a real migu because it's very hard to say, yeah, I know. It's easier to say, I don't know. So it's not a real migu. But when it was Ainley Tavim, meaning that the Nitva, he's the one that spoke up first, so he could have just kept quiet. Then his Migu is not some Migu that he could have timed better. It's a Migu Dibari Shasek. A Migu Dibari Shasek, Inlecha Migu Gadol Mizeh, that's Avada, the best Migu. So now he's talking to him with a Migu. Zakhtan and Sivis, now I understand why in that case of Ainey Day and Praticha, he's talking Potter. Because really every Ainey Day and Praticha should have been Potter because of the Migu, except that we said the Migu is not a good Migu. But in the case of Ainley Tavim, when the Migu is a Migu, Yibai Shasik, then the Migu is a good Migu, and that's why he's talking Potter. So now it comes out that on the Kasha that we said before, the Rav Chanan said that the Velt asks the Kasha, that every Bari Vishama, why doesn't the Nitva have a Nemanis with a Migu? So we had two different Turitzim. We had Rav Chanan's teretz that good, he could have a migu, but his migu doesn't help because of course if the bari is a bari toiv, and if you have a bari toiv, that's the ikur, with that the bari wins. And we had the nesivis who said a teretz that the migu is a shvacha migu because it takes too much guts to say parati, to say that I know for sure. It's easier to say ini edeya, therefore the migu is not a migu. But now there's an afkamina between the two terutzim that the nesivis' teretz helps to be masbir, why in a case of ein lo tovim ve'ein edeim praticha, the halacha is that you take a pater, because over there you're never with a migu. But according to Rabbi Chanan, that it doesn't help to have a migu because the bari is still going to be a bari toiv, and he should be able to win with his bari toiv. According to Rabbi Chanan, this kasha blib shver lechayra.
Why in the case of ein lo tovim is he pater? Why don't we say that after the Hidaras Baldin it blibes like a Yeshu Tevim is a Bari Vishem, it's an Edei in Praticha, and he should be Chayav. But the teretz we could say for Rabbi Chanan is based on a Svara that the emissaries of the Nesivis himself earlier in the shtickle already bavurned such a svara, and he said that he didn't want to learn this way because he had a raya from a shach, not like that. But it could be that this is another way to answer the kasha that he's asking, and that's to say that in the case of Ein Leitovim, you don't have a bari toiv either. Why? Because Tosfos said, and we've been assuming this whole time, that in all these cases of Man Libi Yadcha, the bari is a bari toiv. Because when you walk over to someone and you say, I lent you money, you owe me $100, so you expect that he knows whether or not it's true, because if you talk about him money, he would know about it. Memela, you wouldn't say it if it wasn't true, because he would know that you're lying. That makes your bari into a bari toiv. But in a case of Ein Leitovim, meaning where Reuven never said you owe me $100 until after he heard Shimon admit that he doesn't know whether he paid back or not, at this point it's very easy for Reuven to say, I know that you didn't pay me back. Maybe because he knows that Shimon's not going to refute him. The whole reason why you usually, when you're Teveya a Bari, I know that you owe me the money and you didn't pay me back, that's a Bari Tev, is because maybe the other person's going to say, what are you talking about? Sure, I paid you back. Don't you remember? It was such and such a day. I gave you the money, so and so was there. But over here, where the Nitva already was Maida Ini Edea in Praticha, before the Teveya ever said, oh, I know that you were in Parati, so then that Bari loses its Chashivas of being a Bari Tev, and the Melech blibes a Bari Garua, and that's why you'll be potter. You're not going to be chayal as bari v'shem bari yadiv, because like Tosfos said, you need a bari toiv v'shem garua, and even lefir of Elchanan, that the ikar is that it be a bari toiv, in this case it's not considered a bari toiv. So we have, b'kitzer, two mahalchem now, in why, in the case of Ein Leitovim, he's potter, and we don't say, oh, there's a bari toiv, there's a shem garua, bari v'shem bari yadiv. According to Elchanan, it's because the bari is not a bari toiv. According to the Nesivis, it's because since there's a migu, the Shema is not a Shema Garua. It'll just be Messiah in this discussion by pointing out that although Rabbi Chanan brought a raya that to his tzad, he brought a raya that the ikr is not that the Shema be a Shema Garua, the ikr is that the bar be a bari toiv. He brought a raya from what the Tosfos in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi Zayin said about our sugya. Tosfos Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi Zayin said that in our sugya, he has to kash the lechayr in our sugya, why is there a din of bari v'shem bari yadiv? It's a bari garua v'shem atoiv. And to that, Tosfos answered that the bari is really not so garua. The bari could be considered a bari toiv because maybe the other person is going to do research and he's going to find out. And Rabbi Chanan said, you see from there that Tosfos is satisfied once he makes it a bari toiv, even though the shema is still not a shema garua. From there, Rabbi Chanan brought a raya that the ikar is that it be a bari toiv. The Nesivis is arguing with that. The Nesivis is saying that the Iker is that it be a Shema Garua, and even though L'chayra, the Tosfos of a Messiah, is not like that, but the Nesivis goes like our Tosfos, because L'maisa, our Tosfos, Taka argues with the Tosfos of a Messiah, because they both have the same Kasha, that the case in our Sugya, which the Gemara relates to the Machlekes of Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yechanan and Rav Huna and Rabbi Yeshua, Bar V'Shema Bar Yadif, Olav Bar Yadif. The Gemara relates it to the case of our Mishnah, where somebody comes and says that this is our brother. And Tosfos was bothered. I over here, it's a bari garua and a shema toiv. So whereas Tosfos in Bava Metzia gave that teretz that Rav Chanan was shtelling on, but our Tosfos didn't give that teretz. Our Tosfos said, for keret, the fact that our sugya doesn't shtim with this chilek of Tosfos is very gishmak, because with that, we could use that to be miyashiv the sugya in Ksubis, which also doesn't shtim. That sugya will be going like Abaya. Mechulu, Tosfos worked out the cheshbon is that different parts of different Gemaras will be going with a different shita, but Tosfos actually was very happy with the fact that not everyone agrees to this chiluk between the Bari Tev Shema Garua versus the Bari Garua Shema Tev, and our Tosfos considers this sugya to be the makar of that, because this sugya doesn't stim with that chiluk. There's a svar of Tosfos and Bava Metzia that our case could also be considered a Bari Tev. Oh, but our Tosfos wasn't satisfied with that because it's not good enough to be a Bari Tev. We could say that Lefir Rav Chanan, our Tosfos holds that it's not good enough to be a Bari Toiv. The Iker is that it be a Shema Garua. That's why our Tosfos argues with the Tosfos Bava Metzia. In which case, it would come out that the Machlokes between Rav Chanan and the Nesivis is really totally on the two dais, the Tosfos over here and the Tosfos in Bava Metzia.
Before we end, let's add one more discussion about Bari V'Shema. Just to mention, B'Kitzur Nimritz, a few worthwhile Ma'ar M'Kaimis. One is that there's a series of tshuvas in the Igris Moshe. They're in the first chelak on Chelishim Mishpat, beginning in Siman Chaf Daled. And it's a series of letters back and forth between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Blazer Shach. They're dated Tefresh Pei Beis, that's 1922. Rav Moshe and Rav Shach were both in their 20s at the time. And they had a correspondence on the sugya of Bar Vashem Bar Yadif. And Rav Shach over there writes that he has the yesod in the Havan of Bar Vashem Bar Yadif. And let's just back up to explain what I mean by that, even though we really paskin Bar Vashem love Bar Yadif. But the din of Bar Vashem Bar Yadif is still negeya, first of all, as we mentioned before, because by any day in Paraticha, there we talk a paskin Bar Vashem Bar Yadif. And also, this is what Rav Shach is focusing on, that it's mevur in the sugya in Ksupas on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that even Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan, who hold Bar Vashem Lav Bar Yadiv, but they're moide, that if the one that's tining Bari is joined together with a second maila, Lamashal, he has a migu, or he has a chazaka supporting him, then he wins. Even though, of course, migu lahitzi layam rinan, so it's not the migu alone that's winning, but that together with the Bari Vashema allows it to win. So Rav Shach wants to understand what then is the lumpness behind Bari Vashema Bari Yadif. So Rav Shach said a svara that when people come to Beis Din and somebody makes a taina, even though with a taina you're not entitled to anything, you can't be mitzi mamain just because you made a taina. But with a taina you're entitled to one thing, and that is a response. If I make a taina, you're mechuyev to make a response. And if you don't make a response, then it's like you gave up. It's like you were mevater on the din Torah. Because that's what a taina is mechayev. The Acharonim Amayra, there's a strong support for this in the Lashon of the Rambam. As far as we could see, Rav Shach didn't bring this Rambam, although we don't have the original Rav Shach's letter. We just have the way Rav Moshe writes over Rav Shach's words. Akoponim, the Rambam, is Perek Vav Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Tain V'Nitan. And the Rambam writes, Balidinim Shabo LeBeis Din. And one guy comes in and he makes a Taina Manali B'Yadcha, and he specifies, because I lent you, or I was mafkid, or you stole from me, or I worked for you and you owe me wages, V'chein Cholka Yetzi B'Zeh. And then Zok the Rambam, V'Heishiv HaNitan V'Omar. If the Nitan, the Nitva, would respond and say, Eini Chayiv Klum, I don't owe you any money, or in the Chabriyadi Klum, or Sheker Atatayin, you're lying. Zuck the Rambam. Ein Zoy Tshuva Nechina. That's not a proper Tshuva. The Lashon of the Rambam, Ein Zoy Tshuva Nechina. Why not? Ela Imrim based in Linitan. Hashev Al Tanasai. You have to respond to his specifics. He said something specific. I lent you money, such and such an amount, such and such a date. For you to just say you're a liar, that's not a tshuva nechayna. You have to give specifics. The money, the loan that you're talking about is not true. I didn't borrow that money from you. That's a tshuva nechayna. But stam, I don't owe you anything. Without referring to the specific tainas, that's not called a tshuva nechayna. This lashon of the Rambam is perhaps a makar to this musug, that when one person, when the Teveya comes with a taina, the Nitva is mechuyev al kolpanim to give a tshuva like the Rambam says, it has to count for a tshuva nechayna. So Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda hold that when you answer back Shema, that's not called a tshuva nechayna. Rav Shach wanted to say that be'etzem Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan also agree that when you answer back with a Shema, that's not called a tshuva nechayna. But Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan hold that this din, when I come in and make a taina, that obligates you to have a tshuva nechayna, something that counts as a proper response. That's only true if I have some evidence to back my claim. But if I make a claim with no evidence, then you don't have to respond at all. And the mela of Nachman and Rav Yechanan hold that if you have a migu, if you have a chazaka, so even though those by themselves are not enough to be my tzimamin, but then a kol panim are coming in with evidence behind my taina, then you have to make a response. And then we say, Hashem is not a response, so Bar Vashem Bar Yadif, because man, that I don't have a migu or a chazaka of Nachman Rav Yechanan, hold Bar Vashem, love Bar Yadif. Now, Rav Moshe responds to Rav Shach. he says that he doesn't agree that there's any such idea. He says, we know one klal gadol b'din ha'mitzim mechaver el haraya. That means that if I'm a muchzik and you come and claim something, I could just shrug you off, I could laugh you off. It's your job to do something nechayna, taina nechayna, to bring up a saraya, because man, you haven't brought a raya, I don't have to do anything. But Moshe says he has a different idea, alumnus, behind Bari Vashem and Bari Adif, and it's based on a lesson of Tosis, or Yisayit of Tosis, in Ksubistav Ayin Vav, to be maskal al balachamar, Tosis, on Amad Beis, writes, v'nir l'riva, that in a case, ha-machzik atzmai mesupik bepara, we have a balapara, but he doesn't know if he owns the para or not, ve'ein loy shum taina barura, he doesn't have any clear claim to the para. Havichas kasei kemandaleisa. Zekter Moshe, those words are the key yisayid behind Bari Vashama Bari Adif. That if you don't know why it's yours or why it should be yours, havichas kasei kemandaleisa, that eliminates the status of being a muchzik. And therefore, in a case where the nitva taina shema, so even though usually we say hamaytzim chavel faraya, that's when there's a muchzak. But by saying Shema, you're saying, I don't really know if it's mine. So then, you're not a muchzak at all. And Mela, we fall away from the din of HaMaitzim B'chavar L'Faraya. V'ayin Shema, how he ties it into the sugya and explains why Orv Nachman and Rav Yechanan, they sometimes do agree to this, they sometimes don't agree to this. V'ayin Shema, ain't ha-makam l'harech. I'll call upon him. Both of these lamdas in Rav Moshe's and Rav Shach's, both of them are attempts to explain a lamdas behind Rav Shema Bar Yadif that doesn't rely on the bearer, on the idea that it makes one person look like he's telling the truth and one person look like he's lying. Now, we mentioned before that Taisus and Ksubis and Bakaman, and Babasri, and all four places where Taisus says the state of Bari Taiv and Shema Garua, Taisus uses Lashanis that indicate that makes a bearer. We brought down before there, Awachanim brought Lashanis in some Palaya Taisus where it sounds like the Iker bearer is that we see that the Tevei is telling the truth. And in some places, it sounds like the ikabir is that it sounds like the Shema is telling a lie. But al kopanim, there's this musig in Tosis that the Bari Vashem Bari Adif works mitam birur that it's some kind of evidence or indication who's telling the truth. And Ramesha says that the ikar, they're really coming to be mazbir, how Bari Vashem Bari Adif would work lefi the second side in Tosis. Like Tosis by us says that according to Abaya, you don't need the Bari Tev and the Shema Garua. And maybe even in the first side also, it's some kind of a combination. But al kopanim, we have this more basic chakira, before we come into Rav Moshe versus Rav Shach, those are both in the same general tzad. Those are both lumdesin and hilchas tainis. As opposed to the other tzad, we'll call maybe the pashtos, which is that Bar Vashem Bar Yadav is mishim birur. Rav Shimon Shkop, at the end of Shar Vav, the last paragraph of Shar Vav, in Shar Yosher, he says that nafkamina, in this more basic chakira, of whether Bar Vashem Bar Yadav is mitam birur, or it's a lamdas and halchas tainis, whatever exactly that lamdas may be, then afkamina l'cheir would be whether there's a mokum to say Bar Vashem Bar Yadif by Isser v'heter. If it's a birur and it indicates that one side is more likely to be true, then maybe there's a mokum for it to work also in the realm of Isser v'heter. But if it's a din and halchas tainis, then l'cheir it would only have a mokum in dinim mamunis with a tain and a nitan. And where is this negeya? Zekter Reb Shimon, again, we're not going to go into this. It's not our sugya, really, but Reb Shimon says that in the Rishenim, the sugya of Pesach Pesuach, in Ksubis Daf Tes, the Ran, the Rashba, the Rush, they quote from a Rabbeinu Yaina, or Yesoyi, which makes it seem like Bari Vishama, Bari Adif, does have a makayim, even in the realm of Esav Heter, V'ayin Sham, how Reb Shimon works that through both Sadim of the Chakira.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.